Well, we may have some rain today, and we're inside here over at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center at the Holstein Reservation of the Lorain County Metro Parks.
That's right.
I only know that because you typed it out in front of me here, Craig. I can't remember all that. It's the Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst, and joining us now, the man in charge, the coordinator for this facility, Ryan Ladd. Good morning, Ryan. Thanks for hosting us. We appreciate that.
No, thanks for coming in. We're really excited to have you here, and I know you guys were here last week and took a tour of the facility, and so now you know all the ins and outs of the facility, and hopefully we can illustrate to the listeners today what we have to offer and why they should come and make a visit to the Mercy Health and Recreation Center.
I'd like to start a little bit about your background. I guess it comes from sort of the physical therapy, physical fitness aspect of it, right?
Correct. You know, as the facility coordinator here, I coordinate and manage the facility and work closely with our personal trainers, our fitness class instructors, and obviously, you know, the entire staff here with the Lorain County Metro Parks, programming staff, aquatic staff. And then obviously we have a close working relationship with Mercy Hospital, who has their physical therapy, outpatient, and speech therapy as well upstairs in our building where they lease their suite out for their outpatient care.
How long have you been here now?
So we opened the doors on February 2nd of 2013. We celebrated our first birthday that year with Friday, Saturday, and Sunday events, and that weekend, about 2 months ago, we had over 1,500 people come through the doors through daily operations and three special events that weekend. So a lot of people have enjoyed our facility all year long, but we did have some nice festivities that weekend to celebrate 1 year.
For people who have not been in this facility, what do you have indoors? What do you have to offer?
Yeah, so we've got an opportunity for fitness, aquatics, and programming here at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center. If you're someone looking to get some fitness goals and you know, whether it be, you know, just getting a little better shape muscularly, or, you know, add some aquatics into your schedule, we've got an natatorium with an 8-lane lap pool, which also includes a therapy pool and a spa. Then we have a slide for all those recreational enthusiasts to go down, which is open on the weekends. Fitness-wise, we offer over 45 exercise classes a week, anything from Zumba, yoga, Pilates, cardio, kickboxing, and spinning. And then we also offer a fitness center upstairs for individual fitness exercise, treadmills, bicycles, ellipticals, a walking track, and strength training. And then for families, we have a wide variety of different types of programs that they can enjoy on a weekly basis or monthly basis here.
I would think with the Mercy facility here, and you mentioned physical therapy pool, there has to be some crossover.
Yeah, so the partnership between Mercy Rehabilitation and the Lorain County Metro Parks here, we share the therapy pool. Therefore, they reserve our therapy pool Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for aquatic physical therapy. And that partnership works out very well for us and for them. I think everybody on their side enjoys utilizing our facility. And therefore, once their physical therapy patients are done with their therapy, they have a comfort of knowing that they can still do individual therapy on their own without a therapist by becoming a member here at the Mercy Health and Recreation Center.
When we started, Bruce referenced the front-end loader and the bulldozer out here. Is that part of something going on here? What is that?
Yeah, so
there?
We have outside, you know, we talked about the inside a little. Now we'll talk a little bit about the outside. We have an inclusive playground that, if you see the boulders out, we're still doing some continually adding some more aspects to our playground and continue to make some improvements. So right now there's some boulders out there where we were doing some adjustments to our sled hill and a slide hill. So we added a new slide this year that will be available for the visitors this spring and summer. So and then we made some adjustments around the park as well, adding some different mound hills and whatnot.
The inclusive playground, that was I don't know, was it Dan Martin's brainchild, so to speak? How did that all come to be, and the involvement, too, of Murray Ridge?
Yeah, so Dan Martin, a former director of the Lorain County Metro Parks, definitely came up with this plan with the help of the Murray Ridge, you know, parent committee, basically. There was a need for an inclusive playground in Lorain County, an inclusive playground meaning families, you know, say they have multiple children, and, you know, a place for a child of typical abilities and a child of special needs abilities to be able to play together in the same location and have no restrictions, you know, of why or why they cannot play. So the parent committee was formed with the help of Murray Ridge and Dan Martin, who was resigned about 2 years ago from the Lorain County Metro Parks. Got the ball rolling, and after he resigned, Jim Zemnick, the current director, kept it coming and helped see the project completed.
For people who have not been out there, I was here for the ribbon cutting, so I got to see a lot of it. What kind of activities or what kind of fun things can kids of all abilities do out there?
Yeah, so when Dean Martin and the parent committee, and as well as Jim Zemnick, who was the planner at the time, they designed the playground to include three different aspects: nature, play, and aquatics. Okay? So the aquatics portion is we have a splash pad out there that obviously any age and ability will enjoy to be splashed with water, and, you know, we have the ability to have raincoats for any individual in a wheelchair to be able to utilize that as well for any concerns there. The nature part, we have a treehouse that overlooks a wonderful view of the wooded area here at the Holstein Reservation. And then the typical play area includes swings, slides, sandbox, and one of the favorite features as far as a nature play aspect is our fishing pond. It is stocked with bluegill, and the children and parents alike can come up to the front desk here when they enter and ask for a bamboo stick and bait, and they can actually catch and release here at the Holstein Reservation.
What kind of bait? We had a discussion last week about bait. I don't
know
how we
talked with Mike Wolliver from the Holy Mackerel Fishing Tackle. Remember,
had their big exhibition. What kind of bait do you have here?
We do have live bait. I will say, sometimes I think the fish are getting a little smarter as the summer had gone on last year. At first, when they first started, the kids were catching them within 10 seconds. And I think the fish were getting a little bit smarter, because as the summer prolonged, it would take a little bit longer to catch.
See, that's the problem with the catch and release. You catch them, they never tell their friends, don't go after that, because they're gone. Now you put them back in, they start talking amongst each other.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
happens over there, too. So
when does the, you mentioned the splash pad, when does that open?
So we will open that tentatively on May 31st, and that will actually, we will celebrate that day with an event called Splash-a-Palooza. It's a free event, and the splash pad will turn on. We'll have a lot of different water games, slip and slides, water balloon tosses. So there'll be a lot of different water activities going on, and that's free to all the families to come enjoy that celebration weekend.
So that sounds like a lot of things going on. Looking at the schedule, now this schedule, I guess, was some schedule for March. You had even Mondays, it was a Monday Morning Moms program that you had that was going on.
That's correct. So here in a couple hours, 10 a.m., if you're a parent of a toddler out there that's home this morning, it's a toddler play date, $2. Parents, bring your coffee cup, and you'll get a cup of coffee. And it's an opportunity for toddlers to meet one another, make some new friends, do some crafts. Parents, there could be some crafts for you, too, but it's an opportunity for chit-chat and socialization as well.
This takes place in one of your rooms that has
One of our programming rooms.
Okay.
Just right off the playground, so when the weather gets nicer, you know, it'll be nice to have that program, and they'll have direct access to the playground to maybe go do some socialization and recreation out there, too.
See, when Monday mornings, usually people get back to work, they do a little networking. This is for the toddlers to network amongst each other. Come and meet them,
exactly.
See what's going on, what's new in the toddler world.
You're all about networking. You've got the moms networking, the fish networking, and the toddler networking.
Well, it's all about communication. Are we not in the communication business? I ask you, sitting in front of the Highline Codex Solutions 2050, is it right here? We're looking at this. We're out here, and that's what we're doing, communicating with people.
Now, I need to ask you, Ryan, because you mentioned it. Do we go with Holstein or Holstein? Because I've heard it both ways from numerous people. Can we settle it right here and now with you?
You're in Amherst. Amherst. Remember,
I know.
We have that problem we've dealt with before. But
I would like to welcome you to the Holstein Reservation.
Holstein Reservation.
Now, are you an Amherst guy or an Amherst guy?
Amherst.
Okay.
All right.
Put one on the ledger over here.
Okay, and we got the mayor coming in at 8:10. We'll get his take on it.
I thought we resolved this last year when we did our spotlight on Amherst.
Well, you know, the longtime residents seemed to go with Amherst, but there was some room for, you know, wiggle room in
there. I guess so.
See, I didn't grow up here, so we'll see what the final verdict is.
All right, we'll go with Holstein, though, right? We'll go with Holstein. All right.
That's good. Is there a Mr. Holstein? Is that what I'm supposed to ask?
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Go
sure.
Up there? Okay.
The family.
And that is how the reservation was named Holstein Reservation. The Holstein family owns the property we're looking at behind us. That field back there is the Holstein property. And they donated the property where this facility sits here. And really, without the Holstein family, this whole project would not be here today. So, very very much thankful that we had their support.
That's great. And that's how a lot of the metro parks come to be, is because of families who have beautiful properties that they want to see preserved in some sort, and the metro parks are a good keeper of those type of things, too.